Morning, one and all. Today's daf is daf Pei Tes in Zvachim. We have the good fortune this morning of starting the 10th parak of Zvachim. And as we move forward, as we progress in the Masechta, so we're starting the parak of Kol HaTadir. Kol HaTadir is a small parak, three blot of Gemara. We'll be done with it before the week's over, well before the week is over. Then we start with the parak of Damchatas, which is somewhat more of a substantial sized parak. But the although it's a small parable, though it deals with real fundamental issues and fundamental principles, and that is issues of kedima, of what comes before what, right? In the Beis Hamikdash, there's a lot of action going on in the Beis Hamikdash. Every day you have a daily carbon which is brought, the carbon tamid, one carbon ol in the morning. It's a carbon seaboard, it's a communal offering. One carbon in the afternoon for the entire Jewish people, but that just gets us going. Then we have person wants to bring a chatas, and you're talking about the entire Jewish population. I'm sure one or two people have sinned. People have ned or nedava to bring, have voluntary offerings that they need to bring. Not to mention if it's a yontav or if it's a Rosh Chodesh, and then you have karban musaf, and you have a whole slew of karbanos. Now, there are busy times in the Beis Hamikdash, and there are quiet times in the Beis Hamikdash, and you know, some days in the Beis Hamikdash, not a whole lot goes on. The Gemara calls that the Ketz HaMizbeach, the time when really the Mizbeach is kind of just lagging. It's a slow season in the Beis HaMikdash. But during busy season, however, you know, everyone's in line waiting to bring the carbon. So what comes before what? Whose carbon comes before whose? And that's what our parak deals with. So the Mishnah starts off with a rule that we're all familiar with. And here it is. Here's the source of the rule. Kol HaTadir Mechaver Kodem Schavero. We know it the way we normally formulate the rule. This is tadir v'sheno, tadir kodem. That when I have something which is common and frequent, something which is uncommon and infrequent, that which is common comes first. Right? It's not usually how we behave in terms of human nature. Meaning that which is normally the more common one, it's not that exciting to us. Right? The human behavior is that it's, you know, it's been around there for a while. So it's every day. So we don't normally treat it with the chashivas that it deserves, but the rule is that's not true, that's not correct. The tadir v'sheino tadir, you have to first do the one that's more common and then go to the one that's less common, although it may be a little bit more exciting. Here in the context of our Mishnah, so what does that mean? So the Mishnah spells it out. Hatmidim kodim l'musafim. So first of all, you have a carbon tamid. Daily, every day you bring a carbon tamid. The one in the morning and one in the afternoon. So the tamid comes before a carbon musaf. So on Shabbos, there's two communal offerings that need to be brought. Number one is the daily ola tamid, the normal morning daily carbon. On top of that, there's also the musaf of Shabbos. So which one comes first? Well, the musaf of Shabbos is only once a week. The tamid shel shachar is all seven mornings. So that comes before the tamid shel shachar comes before the tamid shel musaf. Musaf Shabbos called the musaf Rosh Chodesh. And here it's a simple formula. Now you have the carbon musaf of Shabbos versus the carbon musaf Rosh Chodesh. Right? This past Shabbos we enjoyed Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. So if we had a Beis HaMikdash, we would have been offering two karbanos that day. We would have been offering the Musaf of Shabbos and the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Which one should come first? Rosh Chodesh is exciting. Doesn't matter. Shabbos comes first. Shabbos is once a week. Rosh Chodesh is once a month. So that's a no-brainer. Musfei Rosh Chodesh kodmim Musfei Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, you have a number of Musafim. By the way, Parshas Pinchas is where you're going to find all the karbanos that you bring, all the Musaf karbanos that you bring. So on Rosh Hashanah, it's Rosh Chodesh, and it's Rosh Hashanah, meaning it's a Yantiv. And the Torah requires us to bring additional karbanos because it's Rosh Hashanah. So what comes first, the Rosh Chodesh, the standard Rosh Chodesh karbanos, or the Rosh Hashanah karbanos? And again, Rosh Chodesh 12 times a year, sometimes even 13. Rosh Hashanah, one time a year. Shenamar. Now, how do I know this? The Gemara here quotes the pasuk Movado Las Aboker Shelo Las Atamid Taasu Es Eila. We're familiar with this pasuk. We hear it seven days more than seven times a year. But on Pesach, we hear this. We hear the pasukim again and again. So we're all familiar. We're all familiar with the pasukim. Okay, that is the Mishnah. Okay, a basic rule. We're all familiar with the rule, and here the Mishnah brings us the rule. Tosfos over here asks a fundamental question. There are a lot of answers to Tosfos' question, but let's present Tosfos' question over here. Tosus, look at the top Tosus on the page called Tajish and Emra Mavadol Sabokashol Alasatame Tema. Tosus says, I don't understand. The Beperek Nishchat, because you go to the Gemara Psachim, and the Gemara Psachim says like this, Amrinan, Minayin Shalo Yehidavar Kodem Latamid. How do I know that nothing should come before the Karban Tamid? We're obviously discussing the Tamid Shel Shachar, the morning Tamid. How do I know that nothing should come before the Tamid Shel Shachar? Now, that's the question the Gemara Pesachim asks. You should be asking right now, wait a second. Why is the Gemara Pesachim asking such a question? Right? What do you mean? Our Mishnah gave us the answer. Tadir v'sheino, tadir kodem. Yeah, because the morning karban comes more often, so of course it should come first. That's the whole rule. And the Gemara Pesachim doesn't give that answer. The Gemara Pesachim says, davar kom l'tamid shenamar ha'ola ola rishona. So lamali tepe, I'm sorry, ola rishona. So the Gemara Pesachim says, because when the Torah describes the Tamid Shel Shachar, it says ha'ola, the hey ha'yidiyah, the definitive ola, meaning before anything else happens in the Beis HaMikdash, which carbon do you bring? Ha'ola, you bring this one. This is the one you bring first. So the Tosfos says, now I don't understand. I have a Gemara Pesachim and I have a Gemara Tzvachim, and they don't seem to be in line with one another. Our Gemara says we have a rule, ironclad, tadir v'sheino, tadir kodem, that you always go with what is more common first. And meanwhile, the Gemara Pesachim asks a question, the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar comes first, how come it comes first? And so the Gemara says, because it's called ha'ola, the definitive ola, the one that comes first. What does that mean? Why don't you just give me the rule? Tadir v'sheino tadir. Lamali tepuk lema hacha. So Tosfos says, I don't understand. Why not learn it from our rule of tadir v'sheino tadir? Okay? Really basic question. Tosfos, as you can see over here, has a long discussion about what is possible answer to this. Tosfos and Pesachim also raises the same question and also provides some answers. Before we get to the answers of Tosfos, just structurally, right, just want to make sure everyone understands. As far as the daily avoda and the Beis HaMikdash, right? As we've just identified now, the first thing that you do in the morning is you bring the Tamid Shel Shachar. Now, we learned the other day there's also the Trumas Hadeshen, but in terms of the karbanos, in terms of actually bringing karbanos, the first carbon that's brought every day is the Tamid Shel Shachar. You're not allowed to bring any other carbon before the Tamid Shel Shachar. Okay, that we already know. Again, we're in the middle of Tosfos' question. Two sources that tell us that halacha. Why two sources? But that's the rule. Then over the course of the day, you know, other karbanos come, as we've been describing. What is the end of the day? What karban ends the day? Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. Right? The karban, the daily afternoon karban. That is what ends every day in the Beis HaMikdash. No karban is to be brought after that karban. Okay. Now, I said no karban. Of course, I didn't mean that. Because with every rule, there's an exception. Right? That's part of the structure of rules. But, so in other words, you know, you understand your tamid, your two tamidim daily really become the bookends. Right? The Shel Shachar is the first carbon brought every day. The Bein Harbayim is the last carbon that's brought every day. So really they are the bookends. All other carbonos are brought in the middle. Obviously our tefillos, our davenings that we do nowadays, correspond to the morning and correspond to the afternoon. Shachar is the Tamid Shel Shachar, and Mincha is the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. Right, obviously. Is there any carbon that's brought after the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, after the afternoon carbon? Any carbon that's brought? I told you that there's an exception to the rule. Rule is that they are really the bookends for the day. But there is one exception. What do you think that exception is? Yom Kippur? Nope. Pesach. Pesach is the correct answer. Pesach is the correct answer. The carbon Pesach. Carbon Pesach is the only carbon that is brought after the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. Just on the simplest level, you understand that Pesach is brought afterwards because it's eaten that evening, meaning, and you want the Shechita to be as close to the evening as possible. Sometimes what they'll do in the Beis HaMikdash, right, this brings us to the discussion that Dr. Zagi loves the most. because there are so many carbon Pesachs, because remember, everybody has to bring their own carbon Pesach, or every family, every group of people has to bring, everybody needs a kazayis of carbon Pesach to eat. So what they'll do, especially, let's say if it's an Erev Shabbos, where like I really need extra time, right, is that we will offer the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, the afternoon Tamid, as early as possible. We normally, without Pesach, we normally want to bring it as late as possible to create a larger window in the day in order to bring whatever carbonos need to be brought. On Erev Pesach, however, it's just the opposite. We want to bring the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim up in the afternoon to make time for all the carbon Pesachs to be brought in the afternoon. Okay, just making sure that everyone understands the basic structure of how the Tamid normally works. Let's go back to Tosos. Tosos over here says, I don't understand. Tamid Shel Shachar, two sources that tells me it's the first carbon every day. Number one, our Mishnah, providing us the rule of Tadir. And meanwhile, the Gemara in Pesachim telling us Ha'ola, it's the Ola that's brought every day before everyone. So why two? So there are, I told you, many answers to this question. Today we'll go over one answer. Tosfos, in the middle of Tosfos, it starts with the words Ve'yesh Lamar. Right after he quotes the Gemara in Menachos, Perakat Tcheles. So Ve'yesh Lamar. Da'ah Ola Ola Rishon Lahagdama Haktara. Lahagdamas Haktara Debahaktara Ari. Ukra Da'ach Lahagdama Shchita. De'tasuas Eila Be'asiyah De'dam Ari. Suggest Tosfos maybe goes like this. We have a rule that we're learning about Kol HaTadir. Kol HaTadir tells us that when you do one carbon before the other, so the one that comes more frequently should be done before the others. Okay, when we talk about doing the carbon, right? Well, what's the most important part of every carbon? It's the shechita, the shechting of the animal, the collection of the blood, and the zrikas hadam. That is the most important part. The fact that we're going to take the limbs of the animal and burn it up onto the mizbeach, that's a mitzvah, but it's not essential. It is not the main part of every karbon. The main feature of every karbon is zrikas hadam onto the mizbeach. The Gemara, perhaps Tosfos suggests over here, when we say kol atadim mechavero kadam mechavero, that's vis-a-vis that you shecht and you sprinkle the blood. That is what comes before everything else. But what about haktara? What about the burning of the carbon on the mizbeach? Maybe I might have thought the burning of the carbon doesn't have to come before others, because look, I did it. Meaning, the zrikas adam, sprinkling the blood, has been done. Now that creates you satisfy the rule of kol atadir mechavero, because you are osa, you did this carbon before the other carbonos. So I might now have thought, okay, fine. So you know what? Put the carbon on hold now, and let's do other carbonos. The ha'olah mentioned in Pesachim, that's coming to tell me that the haktara, that the burning of the carbon tamid, needs to be done before everything else. Because Tosfos says that the ha'olah, olah rishon la'haktara, haktara deba haktara airi. Because over there in Pesachim, if you look in the Gemara over there, and you look in the Pesukim, it's actually talking about not just the shechting of the animal, but the actual burning of the animal as well. So it's interesting that the two sources, one's coming to tell me about the zrikas hadam, and the other source, the ha'olah, is coming to tell me about the burning of the carbon. So it's just interesting that we might have thought to have separated and segregated the two aspects of the carbon, the shechting and the zrikas hadam, and the burning of the burning of the limbs of the animal.
Could it be when the Mishnah is called to the mechavero? Why would it say chavero? Could this be the same level of kedusha?
Right. Well, that could be. Tomorrow we're going to be discussing, meaning when tadir and kedusha collide.
Yeah.
Right, and contradict.
Maybe that's why you have
it. Right. Tomorrow's daf, we're going to learn. Okay, Minalan, we start with the Gemara. We're beginning the Gemara on the top of the Amud. Minalan, how do I know? How do I know Kol HaTadir Mechavero? I'm sorry. Tadir V'Sheino Tadir. So the Gemara says, Minalan, how do I know? Kid Dekar Mataima. Well, I understand. The Mishnah told us the reason. Movadol HaSabokir. Because the Pasuk says, in addition to the Ola HaSabokir, you're going to bring all your other karbanos on Pesach. So what do you mean? What's the source? The Mishnah is providing a source. Dilma, perhaps, the Gemara says, to meet him haim, to come to Musafim, Mishum de Tadire Musafim. I'm sorry, de Tadire Musafim, Musafim in Ale. So the Gemara says, oh, okay, but that source that the Mishnah provides is limited. That tells me that Musaf comes after the Tamid. The Tamid Shoshachar. Tamid Shoshachar is every day. It's every single day. Okay, fine, so the Musaf should come before the, should come after the Tamid. Fine. But what about if it's Musaf versus Musaf? Right? Like this past Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. So they're both infrequent. How do I know that there I also get to gauge it by levels of infrequency? How do I know that I still can grade? So I'm Rabbi Lai, I'm across. So that's the Gemara says. So that's the Manalon. What the Gemara is asking for is, I know you're right. If it's daily versus not daily, so daily comes first, right? Daf Yomi comes first. So if it's daily versus not daily, so that I got. But what if both of them are not daily? Do I still get to grade them based on which is more common? So the Gemara says, that's what we're looking for. So the Gemara says, Ka'ela ta'asu li yom shivatri amin. Ela ka'ela. So the Gemara says, yeah. So we're going to learn it out from the ka'ela. Right? The meaning, the ka'ela, again, we all know, we hear it every Pesach. We know the trump for ka'ela. Right? Everybody sings along. So ka'ela ta'asu, right? So the after the pasuk mavado lasaboka ta'asu aseila, it says ka'ela ta'asa, and Rashi points out mashma kisteder shamartilach ka'ela shamala kishem she'tadir konam kach seder hamusafim sheim yom sheyesh beis musafim kengam b'shabbos shabtoch haregel yei atadir kodem. Look, you know that Shabbos is going to come at some time during Pesach. It's got him. Pesach is 7 days. Okay, it's going to happen. So now, once again, we have a conflict. What should come first? Should my Shabbos Musaf come first? Or should my Pesach Musaf come first? Answer, Kol HaTadir. Right? That's the Ka'ela. Ka'ela Tasul Yom Shivat Yamim. Ela Ka'ela. V'haimi Ba'ele Legufe. The Gemara says, we're darshing the Pasuk. How can you darshan the Pasuk where I need the Pasuk to tell me Ka'ela? Meaning that the Torah is telling me, just like you did on day one, you're going to do that for the next 7 days. So you're darshaning? So imke nichtov eila tasal yom. So the Gemara says, well, we don't need the ka'ela. It could have just simply said eila. And the Gemara says, no, that's not true. Ikas of eila tasal yom shivas yamim, shivas hayamim, havamina, eila l'shivas hayamim. L'yom ksiv, I'm sorry, eila l'shivas hayamim. The Gemara says, well, look, if it doesn't say ka'ela, and it said only eila, I might have thought, you know, take these karbanos and disperse them throughout the 7 days of Pesach. I don't know how you're going to allocate, but I might have thought that's the pshat. So the ka'ela is coming to tell me, every day, do it like this day, like the first day. The yom ksiv, the Gemara says, what do you mean? Well, that's a hava mina, it says liyom. V'akati eima ela eila liyom, avashar yom eilo yade kame. So the Gemara says, well, maybe what you could argue is that the first day, yes, you bring all the karbanos mentioned in Parshas Pinchas. Mm-hmm. And then what about the other days? I don't know, an assortment, potpourri. So Amakra Tasu, she called Asu Yushavos. The Gemara says, no, even that it never would have had a Havamina. Because it says Tasu, meaning every day your Tasa, all your Asiyah should be the same. Every day of Pesach should resemble the day prior. So the Gemara says, look, I would have known already that the karbanos that you bring on all 7 days of Pesach are carbon copies of one another, facsimiles of one another. Now that we know that, and now the Torah says ka'ela, so now I learn out the rule of tadir v'sheino tadir, even when they're both not daily karbanos. Even if it's Rosh Chodesh versus Pesach, Rosh Chodesh versus Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh versus Rosh Hashanah, I get to gauge, well, which one comes more often. Okay. Abaye amar migufa dekra. The Abaye gives a similar, different approach to the same basic question. Question, how do I know that when it's Tadr versus Eino Tadr, even though they're both not daily, how do I know that I still get to look at which one's more frequent? Abaye amar migufa dekra, im kein lemakra, malvado las aboker, v'tishtok, asher la'olas hatamid lamali, l'meimar dahach tadira tikdom. Any time that something is more common, it should come first, period. Okay, so we have a Mishnah, we have the Gemara. The rule is very simple, Tadir v'sheino Tadir, not only when it's daily versus not daily, even though when they're both not daily, nevertheless, that's the, you do it first. Right, some simple examples. When we make, when we daven, right, davening, right, Kiddush, right, when we make Kiddush, so what do we do when we make Kiddush? We make a Borei Pirag Ofen, right? The Chachamim instituted every time you make Kiddush, so they said, make Kiddush over a cup of wine. Okay, and of course we follow the Chachamim, and so we make it over a cup of wine. When do I make a bracha over the cup of wine? Before Kiddush or after Kiddush? We should all know the answer. Correct answer is before Kiddush, right? Vayichulu, by the way, that's not part of Kiddush. That's something else. Still not sure what that is, but okay, it's not Kiddush. The Kiddush is the Asherai Asher Asher Bach Abanu, right? Asher Kisham Savasivanu Ratzavanu Vish Shabbos Kashicha Biava Ratzan in Chatanu. That's the Kiddush. So the bracha Bor Pirag Gafen comes beforehand. Why does the Bor Pirag Gafen come beforehand? Tadir Vishenu Tadir, because you make a Bor Pirag Gafen more often, right? And we don't all drink a cup of wine every day. If my cardiologist, if they were here, they'd tell you, drink a cup of wine every day.
Absolutely.
Two a day.
Say good Shabbos and say good Yontif.
Right, say good Shabbos and say good Yontif.
You make a book over last year's son.
Over.
No, not
because the
Kiddush.
No. Oh yeah, but the Bor Pirag Ofen is part of the Kiddush, meaning it's part of the mitzvah of Kiddush.
I know, but you
the Rashbam says, I didn't make it up. The Rashbam and Pesachim says that the wine comes first because of Tadir. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, correct. Call him a Kaddish Mechavero, call him a Chavero. Okay, next. Set of rules. Okay, and that is like this. Okay, now in other words, we're looking for which comes first. Mm-hmm. So the first rule that we're given is kol atadim mechavero, kol mechavero, whichever comes more often, whichever comes more frequently, right? That's rule number one. Rule number two is whichever has more holiness, whichever has more holiness comes first. Tomorrow we're going to discuss what if they collide. Mm-hmm. What if tadir says to do it one way and kaddish says to do it the other way?
That's okay. The
wine bracha is really part of Kiddush, meaning it's the Chachamim added it to Kiddush. So I'm not sure if that's a good case study. Tomorrow, look, we'll see it tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll give examples. So kol mekudesh mechaver, kol mechavera. So and the Mishnah now is just going to tell us what has more kedusha. Dama chat is kol madama olam mimneishu meratza. Look, I have two bloods. Two kohanim are standing in line. Right, to go to the Mizbeach. One is holding a cup of chatas, and one is holding a cup of dam. I'm sorry, one is holding a cup of dam chatas, and the other one is holding a cup of dam ola. Okay, so which one of them go first? Dam chatas goes first.
It's the same person.
Huh?
Are we talking about the same person? Because two persons, I'm not so sure.
Why? Because now, whoever got there first, you're saying.
Yeah, I'm saying, I think it's one person has to do two of them.
Okay.
Maybe. So
yes, it is dam chatas. Right. Okay. So dam ola mimeshu evare ola karmim leimur echatas. Now, what if I have the limbs of a carbon ola and the imurim of a chatas? These are two things that are burnt on the top of the mizbeach. So the limbs of a carbon ola and the imurim and the innards of a carbon chatas. Mimeshu kalil leishim. Limbs of an ola have more kedusha. Limbs of an ola totally burnt on the mizbeach. The imurim are only part of the carbon chatas. Okay, chatas kodemus la'asham. Carbon chatas comes before the asham emnesha damam nitan ledal karnos ali yisod. Because the chatas blood is applied to all four corners of the mizbeach. Asham not the case. Asham ishtam shein dalet. Ashem kodem latoda, your carbon ashem comes before your carbon toda. Ve'el nazir mimnei shehu kache kachim. Because ashem is on the level of kache kachim. Toda ve'el nazir kodem l'shlamim nimishim nechal yom echad ute'unim lechem. Toda and el nazir, even though they're shlamim with shorter lifespan. Shorter lifespan is interesting. Shorter lifespan, we're not talking about human lifespan. Shorter lifespan indicates more kedusha. Meaning your regular shlamim, you have 2 days to eat. Not so holy. relatively speaking, right? As opposed to your carbon todah, one day and one night to eat, more kedusha. If the Torah is giving you a smaller window of time to eat it, it speaks to more kedusha. Hashlamim kodem bechor mimnei sheim tunim matan daled. Carbon shlamim comes before the bechor. Bechor is also a shlamim. Yeah, but a regular shlamim, a non-bechor shlamim, has more kedusha because it hits more corners of the mizbeach. Two of the corners of the mizbeach. As opposed to your bechor, bechor you only hit one application to the mizbeach, one zrika to the mizbeach. The bechor mimnei sheim tunim matan daled. Usmicha on top of that, shlamim, regular shlamim, you have smicha, the mitzvah of smicha, placing your hands on the head of the animal. Unisachim, it's got libations. Bechor does not have nisachim. Utenufa chazavishok, and it's waving, right? When you take the chazavishok, parts of the karban shlamim. So the owner and the kohen take the pieces in their hands and they wave it like a lulav, right? You don't have that with the bechor. So none of this happens with the bechor. Speaks to the shlamim having more kedusha. Habechor kodem lemeister min meishik kedusha samei rechem enecha lekohanim. Bechor's got more kedusha than the meister behema. Meaning, when it comes to if you're going to put up bechor versus meister behema, they're pretty much the same. Yes. One application to the mizbeach, no nesachim, no tenufa chazev ishok, no smicha. You know, they're very similar karbanos. Bechor wins out. Bechor wins out, says the Mishnah, because Bechor is, first of all, Kedusha Samei Rechem. The moment it is born, it has Kedusha, plus what makes the Bechor also have more Kedusha, eaten only by Kohanim. Okay, because it's part of the Matnos Kehuna. HaMaiser Kodem La'ofos. Now, let's put up Maiser Behema, which now in the world of Karbanos, meaning animals, it's the lowest level of Kedusha, and put up against a bird. Huh? Meister Behema is going to win. Memneshu Zevach, because it's a carbon. It's a Zevach, it's an animal. Animals have more Kedusha than birds. Now think about it, by the way, because the Mishnah is really saying a big Kiddush. When you talk about Ofos, remember, there are only two types of carbons that are brought from birds. Either an Ola or a Chatas. And even though the bird is an Ola or a Chatas, the shlamim animal, not just the shlamim animal, but the lowest level shlamim animal, still is going to have more kedusha than the birds. And why is that? I don't know if I have all the explanation for this. I certainly don't have all the explanation. But first of all, shchita versus malika. The amount of
physical blemishes
much more sensitive by an animal than by a bird. By a bird, as we already learned, in order for it to be disqualified for the mizbeach, it needs to miss a whole limb. By an animal, it's just a small little blemish, a doken shebaayin, a cataract of the eye, right, a split of the lip. So, right, it is much more sensitive to physical blemishes. The yeshbo kodesh. I'm sorry. Mimeshu zevach v'yeshbo kodesh kadashim. All right. Dama v'imurav ha'ofim kodem leminachos. I'm sorry. V'yeshbo kodesh kadashim dama v'imurav. Okay. Blood imurim. There's just more. There's more to the animal than there is to a bird, and therefore an animal, regardless of what type it is, always will take precedence over a bird. Of is kodem lemenachos. Now, and if I have an of versus a mincha, of has more kedusha. Why? Because there, by the birds, you have zrikas adam. By a mincha, you don't. No zrikas adam by a mincha. Yes, of course, you take off the kamitza of the mincha, and you take a fistful of the flour, and you burn it on the top of the mizbech, and that's all true, but that's not blood. And blood has... there's more kedusha to the sprinkling of the blood. Minchas chote kodem minchas nedava. Okay, we're at the bottom of the totem pole now. Different types of menachos. So a minchas chote, the mincha of a sinner. We could be talking about either the sota, who brings a minchas chote, or carbon ola v'yored. Right, certain times in the Torah where the Torah allows you to bring a mincha as opposed to a carbon chatas if you are financially poor. If you're in financial straits, the minchas chote comes first over a general mincha, mimneshu ba al chet, because it's coming for a specific purpose, as opposed to your general mincha, which is just a nedava. Chatatov kodemus olatov v'chein behekdesha. Now, in the world of birds, as we've been discussing, birds can only fall into one of two categories, chatas or ola. So, I have a bird chatas and a bird ola, which comes before which? So, chatas bird comes before the ola bird. And the last two words of the Mishnah, v'chein behekdesha. You know, right, we've learned this before, and the Mishnayos in Kinim speak to this, and we did some of the Mishnayos in Kinim, that you don't have to designate the birds at the time when you were makdish them. Meaning you could take a pair of birds and just simply say, these are my pair of birds, and the Kohen will decide. And the Kohen is going to then bring the birds and invest Kedusha in the birds. When he allocates which bird will be which, much like when he offers them, Chatas comes before Ola, when he designates them, he should designate the Chatas first and then the Ola. Good. Minahani Mili, the Gemara starts off, we're on the top now. Pay test on with base. Minahani Mili, the Tan Rabbanan. Uparshini ben Bakar, Tikach lechatas. Nimbal lamish ein shnayim, Arik varnemar, v'asa esachad chatas, v'esha echad ola. The Torah doesn't need to tell me that they are two. I already know that they're two animals. It already says. Asay esachad chatas v'esachad olam. Matamalam rofar sheni ben bakar tikach lechatas sheyachos sheyachatas kodemes lechom asay olah. Tamalamar upar sheni ben bakar tikach lechatas. So it's, so we learn over here that the second one is a chatas. Second one is a chatas. Oh, so the Gemara says upar sheni yachol tei olah kodemes lechatas. So now you would have thought very legitimate havamina. Okay. Olah should come before the chatas. Chol maaseh tamalamar v'asei esachad chatas v'esachad olah haketzad. So we have really conflicting pesukim. One pasuk describes how the olah comes before the chatas. Another pasuk describes how the chatas comes before the olah. Okay, so in general we're confused, but here we're even more confused because the pesukim indicate both directions. Haketzad dam chatas kodem ledam olah mipnei shemiratzeh. So the Gemara says that here's the resolution. When it comes to the blood, which is the right, which is the amase, right, the action of the carbon. What's the action of the carbon? The blood, right? That we already established on the first page today with Tosfos. Right, Tosfos says that the asiya of a carbon, the action of a carbon, is by the blood. So when we're discussing the action of a carbon, so there the Chatas comes before the Ola. That's the second pasuk we quoted. That's the Asay. Sorry. Yeah. The Asay is Echad Chatas v'Echad Echad Ola. So by the Asiya, Chatas before Ola. Then, when it comes to the rest of it, meaning Imurim versus the Evarim, so then the Evarim of the Ola come before the Imurim of the Chatas. Gemara asks the following question. We've now established that the blood of a chatas should come before the blood of an ola. We have learned earlier in the Masechta that when we talk about the sprinkling of the blood of the chatas, so even though you have to hit all four corners, but one works, right? Machlokas Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, but we pass them like Beis Hillel, one application works. Gemara says, "Matana kamaisi de mechapra tikdom v'hanachlo." So why don't we say the following? I'm holding cups of blood, one cup of the blood of an ola and the blood of a chatos. So the Gemara makes the following suggestion: do one application of the blood of the chatos. That worked. Chatos is done, so to say. Then bring the olas. Because the other three applications, the Gemara is not suggesting that we just simply ignore them, but put them on hold, do the Ola, and then finish up your Chatas. Okay. Now, for some people in this room, the question seems to be so strange, meaning you're going to stop in the middle, right? And essentially, that's going to be one of the Gemara's responses to this suggestion.
Isn't it obligated to finish the whole task, all the steps? Like,
yeah, but
all four.
Correct. In the Gemara's entertaining of this idea, the Gemara is just simply saying, just in other words, not to stop, pause. It's a pause button and not a stop button. And then you'll come back afterwards and you'll finish up.
Half second in the middle of
I think that's behind the second answer. Okay, the first answer, Amar Ravina Acha Bechata Talavim Askinan, Ve'afa Gav Dechiol Adami Kama Rechmane Hi Tikdein. So one suggestion is that we're talking about the Chatas of the Levium. Chatas of the Levium, remember, for the inauguration, so everyone brought a Chatas. Now, I told you this before. If you look at Rashi and Chumash, Rashi suggests that there may be some sort of chait that these Karbanos are being bought for, but they're inaugural Karbanos. It's not really a chait. Okay, so it's a chatas not coming for a chait. It's unprecedented historically where you have a chat, but it's for inauguration, right? Okay, so the Gemara suggests one pshat is a chatas levim de v'afgav dechia oladami kamarach manihitik dem, and so therefore in qualitatively it's all alike, and yet the chatas comes first. Okay, so that's one suggestion. B'marav amri hol v'hitchil b'matana gomer. In Eretz Yisrael, so they give a much more, they give a simpler answer. You start, you finish. Right? Somebody, you start a mitzvah, you finish the mitzvah. So you're right. Technically speaking, I could separate the first sprinkling of the chatas from the other three, and I could pause in the middle, and I could do the ola. All that may be true, but you started the mitzvah. Start the mitzvah, finish the mitzvah. Right? In Eretz Yisrael, they liked organization. So it's much more organized that way. Ibailu. Dam chatas. The Evare Ola Ezemem Kodem. Okay, now the Mishnah gave us a long list of what comes before what. But the Mishnah's list is not comprehensive, and there are a lot of holes in the Mishnah. Okay? A lot of cases that the Mishnah just simply didn't discuss. There are so many different permutations, so many cases that we can configure in terms of what comes before what. So the Gemara is not going to be comprehensive. We could be here all day, you know, with all the different permutations. But certain basic, right? Right. Right. So, but certain basic things that we're going to try to cover. So, for example, the Gemara says, "Dam chatas ve'evari ola." So let's put the two up against one another. Which has more kedusha, the blood of a chatas or the limbs of an ola? Now we already know the blood of a chatas before the blood of an ola. Okay, good. The blood of a chatas is mechaper. The blood of an ola is not. Okay, that's fine. But we also pointed out that the limbs of an ola, that's got a lot of kedusha, totally burnt on the mizbeach. So maybe the limbs of the ola, if these are my choices, the limbs of an ola before the blood of a chatas.
It's apples with oranges.
Correct, meaning they are apples and oranges. And in this case, it's chatas and ola. But they both need to be done, and the Kohen's got to decide which one to do first. Again, this is theoretical. Because you may, you know, if you... I don't know if you're ever going to get to this case, but the Gemara is essentially asking, which has more kedusha? So, Ibalu, dam chatas ve'evari ola, eza meim kodem. Dam chatas kodem imesha meratza. So you can make arguments how each one of them has Kedusha. And essentially the Gemara's question is, which one has more? And what about our Mishnah? So our Mishnah doesn't discuss this case. Can we make inferences from the Mishnah? The Gemara's going to try. Tashma, dam chatas kodem l'dam ola, l'dam ola hu dekadem le'vari ola lo kadem. So, it comes before the blood of an ola, but maybe inferentially we can learn from the Mishnah, but not before the limbs of an ola. Adarab, the Gemara says... That's an inference, but if you want to make inferences, I can make more. Misefa. Let's go to the next part of the Mishnah. Evare ola kodmim le'imur echatas. Limbs of an ola come before the imurim of echatas. So le'imur echatas u dekadim lahachatas lo kadim. So the Gemara says, you know, we can infer it only precedes the imurim, but not the dam. So ela mehalek le mishma minei. So, it's a hole in the Mishnah. Meaning, right, this case is not discussed in the Mishnah. And what about by inference? Well, they're conflicting inferences in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, I don't know.
Okay. Isn't the ola voluntary?
An ola is voluntary, but the limbs of an ola are kalal. They're totally burnt on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara is advancing the idea that it has those limbs have a lot of Kedusha. Look, those limbs are going to be put on the Mizbeach before the limbs of a chatas. Even though the blood of a chatas is coming before the blood of an ola. So those limbs have a lot of kedusha. So that's what the Gemara says. So now we're going to pit the limbs of an ola versus the blood of a chatas. And the Gemara says, I don't know.
Could this be talking about two kohanim are actually both
right? So right. So you're right. So
first, as opposed to one kohanim.
Right. I don't fault you. I know where you are for the first half of daf, but we raise that question, and difference of opinions here in this room, and I don't know. Okay.
No, I'm saying if it's two, so what precludes one from doing the Zareke and one to doing everything?
Right, correct. Meaning they're handling different parts of the Mizbeach.
There's no space to go.
Okay, right. Right. Maybe. It's more the issue here is more regarding the objects. Meaning that it's not a people discussion, it's an object discussion. Which object should come first? Dam ola v'imurei chatas. The blood of an ola versus the imurim of a chatas. Okay, again, not discussed in the Mishnah. So where do we go there? So Eizamem Kodim, Dam Ola Kodim, Dekasim Mikoach Kalil. So look, the blood of an Ola is connected, meaning you know what's going to happen, you know what's going to happen to the meat of a carbon Ola, it's going to be totally burnt. So it reflects on the blood having a lot of Kedusha. Odelma, Imur Echatas Kodim, Dekasim Mikoach Mechaper. On the other hand, the imurim of a chatas are connected with the blood of the chatas, and you know the blood of the chatas has a lot of kedusha because it provides atonement. So over here, it's basically my brother is bigger than your brother, right? It's or my dad could beat up your dad. So in other words, each one of them by themselves are connected. So is that connection now going to speak to it having more kedusha than the other?
Why don't they say the blood? Because blood keeps stirring,
right?
It congeals. So we'll do it faster.
I understand that, but we'll stir. We'll avoid congealment. We'll keep stirring. Tashma dam chatas kodem ladam ola. And again, we're going to go through the same exercise where we're going to try to infer from the Mishnah, but really there's no definitive inference from the Mishnah. So first we start off dam chatas kodem ladam ola, dam chatas udekadem ladam ola, avali muri chatas lo. So the blood of the chatas comes before the blood of an ola, not the imurim. Adarabba misefa. The Gemara says, okay, but go to the next part of the Mishnah. Eivari ola kodmim li imurei chatas. Eivari ola hudekadmim li imurei chatas. Aval dama ola lo. Only the limbs of the ola come before the imurim of the chatas, but not the blood. So the Gemara again says, nothing to be gained from that. Eibai elahu. Dam ola v'dam asham eizameyem kodem. All right. Again, another thing not discussed in our Mishnah, but worthwhile entertaining: blood of a carbon ola versus blood of an asham. Now, in asham, it's so interesting. An asham is like a chatas; it has kapara providing power. It's just not as strong as a chatas. It's a watered down version, if you will, of a carbon chatas. Carbon chatas is brought when a person is bishogeg, inadvertently violates an isurei kares, arayos, and Shabbos, and right, it's serious stuff. And if a person inadvertently violates any one of those, so he brings a carbon chatas. Asham, right? There are only five carbon ashams out there in the world. And they come for quote unquote lighter isurim, relatively lighter isurim. Mi'ila, Shifcha Charufa, huh?
Nazir.
Okay, right? Okay, fine. So now we're going to pit the blood of a carbon asham versus the blood of a carbon ola. Okay. So dam ola kodem de kazim mikol chalil, dam adam asham kodem de mechaper. So chatas, we know, unequivocally is going to be the winner, right? Everybody agrees the blood of chatas before the blood of an ola. On the other hand, the blood of an asham, it's somewhere in the middle. It's mechaper, but not the same type of kapara. So again, tashma dam chatas kodem ladam ola, aval dam asham lo. So the Gemara says, well, again, it's simple diuk in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the blood of a chatas before the blood of an ola. Right? Why not include blood of chatas and blood of asham? Why didn't the Mishnah do that? So bedinu di by lemisne damasham, but I did by lemisne seifa evare ola kodmin li imuri chatas di itan li imuri asham hava amina li imuri asham hu dekadmi li imuri chatas lo kadmi mishamach hachitan chatas. So the Gemara says, well, no, the Mishnah had a reason why it wanted to write Chatas, because we didn't want to get confused later on the Mishnah and come to some sort of erroneous conclusion. So there's the Mishnah was very clear about why it needed to write Chatas. So you can't make that simple diuk. Tashma, Chatas Kodim La'asham. Chatas Hu Dekadim La'asham Ava Olalo. So the Gemara says, well, one of the things we did learn in the Mishnah is that Chatas comes before Asham. And it sounds like it's only Chatas that comes before the Asham, not the Ola. So my love, Dam. So now, what are we talking about over here? Aren't we talking about the blood? Lo, Imurim. The Gemara says, no, we're talking about the Imurim. Dekanami diktan mimnesha damanitan shmamina. So the Gemara says, okay. So it seems like over there, that we're only talking about the Imurim, and so, fine. Okay.
I think that's another very good question, because Chatas Hu Dekadim La'asham. The Asham is higher than the Ola, because it has some kaparas.
It has some element of kapara.
I mean to say that you should say Ola.
Yeah, because Ola is totally burnt in the Mizbeach, Asham isn't.
I know, we're talking about degrees of kaparas.
Right, right. Chatas Kodemes, the Adaraba Asham Kadim Sheken Yeshlo Kitzva. So in the Gemara now, we're finishing up over here, obviously. The Gemara now is just going to give us some basic guidelines, meaning we are not going to, we're certainly not going to go against anything we learned in the Mishnah. The Gemara just wants to understand things a little bit better. Like, for example, we said that the Chatas comes before an Asham. The Gemara says, you know, I can make an argument why Asham should come before Chatas, even though Chatas provides more kapara. What's the argument? Torah tells us how much to spend for a carbon asham. Right? We'll see this rule a lot. That by the carbon asham, the Torah says, here's how much you need to spend, 2 shkalim for a carbon asham. Nowhere else does the Torah tell us how much we need to buy it. Whatever the going market rate is. If I get it on the cheap, I get it on the cheap. Right? If I buy it in bulk, that's great.
It's 2 shkalim.
Right? 2 shkalim in order to buy a carbon asham.
Not more. Not just less, but not more either.
I don't know. I think it's a minimum.
Is it cap? Or is that actually a pasuk?
Minimum.
Mm-hmm. It's based on a pasuk. Right? The pasuk says, Bekesef shkalim. That's the Rashi quotes the pasuk. So the Gemara says, so I might have thought, now, if there are guidelines in terms of how much I need to spend for a carbon asham, and I don't find that by a chatas, I might have thought Hashem has more kedusha. Why is the Torah going out of its way to tell me how much to spend? So afilu hachi riboy de mizbeach adif. Gemara says no, chatas still wins out, because remember the chatas is hitting all 4 corners of the mizbeach. You don't have that by any other carbon. Chatas wins out. Hashem kodim latoda. Carbon Hashem comes before carbon toda. Adraba hatoda va'ayil nazar kodim shekain to unim lachem. So the Gemara says again, I just to understand this a little bit better, the Toda and El Nazir, they have lechem, they have loaves of bread going along with it. Afilo hachi kachi kachi madife. The Gemara says, still, you're right, it has more accessories, but Asham is better. Asham is more kedusha. Asham is in the category of kachi kachi. Okay. Toda ve El Nazir, Adar Rabbi Shlomo Kadmi.
Again, the opposite. I would have said that Toda said the minimum for the Asham, because the chatas, you know it's going to be a kapora, so you're not going to be cheap about it.
Right.
But the oshams, I'll buy something
right,
cheap.
Right, so right, it's all right.
You got to do at least...
Right, okay, I hear that, yeah. I hear that. Adar Rav Shlomim Kadmi Shekin Yeshnam Betziba Kabiachid. So the Gemara says, you know, we said that if it's a toda versus shlomim, toda comes first. So the Gemara says, well, shlomim are brought as a carbon seabor, right? Only one time on Shavuos, but still, right? It's brought as a carbon seabor. Still, the fact that by the carbon toda, the Torah tells us only one day and one night, that speaks to more kedusha, and that's why the toda comes before the shlomim. Ibailu. Toda ve'al nazir ezem em kodem. Again, not discussed in our Mishnah, and toda versus the isle of the nazir. So toda kadma shekein tu'na dala mine lechem. On one hand, the carbon toda, 4 types of loaves of bread. The carbon toda has with it 40 loaves of bread, 10 loaves of 4 different types.
Why don't we say that since toda applies to a lot more toda than a nazir, it should
okay.
It's a lot more common.
I hear you.
Tadir.
I hear you.
More tadir.
Fine. I don't know. Gemara.
That's a conflict.
Tadir? Okay. Odil ma'ayel nazir kodem shekin yeshim odamim acherim. On the other hand, nazir, you know when you're a nazir, you're not just bringing the asham. You're bringing the asham, I'm sorry, the ayel, in conjunction with other karbonos as well. Right? With a chatas, with an ola. So, tashma, zu kodem asuzusha, zu tenadal minei lechem, vizu enetuna elashne minei lechem. Gemara gives a very good answer because the Braisa says it. Even though our Mishnah does not discuss it, but the Braisa says, look, Toda's better. Toda has more Kedusha because of the different types of Lechem. A little bit more for today. Ashlamim Kodmim LeBechor, the Kavan Shlamim comes before the Bechor. Why? Adarabba Bechor Kodmim Shekein Kedusha Samei Rechem. Strange, says the Gemara. I would suggest Bechor should come first because Bechor is Kedusha from the moment it's born. V'nechal HaKohanim, and only by Kohanim, afil achi, mitzvos yisera sadifa. The mere fact that by the Shlamim you have smicha, tenufa, nisachim, those speak to more Kedusha. Okay, couple more for today. Abachor kodem, adarav, amaiser kodem shekein, mekadesh lefanav v'lacharav. By maiser, it's possible that I could be mekadesh numbers 9 and 11. Okay, not for now. When we get to those Gemaras and Becharos, I love those Gemaras. Love them. Okay, I'm saying it on the record so that everyone knows. Okay, how it's possible. If you make a mistake, right, you could be Mekadesh numbers 9 and 11. So, maybe it speaks to more Kedusha. Not only can number 10 be Kadosh, but 9 and 11 can be Kadosh as well. Still, the Bechor aspect of being Kadosh Meirechem from birth has more, speaks more to Kedusha.
But a Bechor
can also have a soul. Correct. Certainly true, but okay. Maiser Kodem La'ofos, last one for today. Yes, last one for today. Maiser comes before the bird. So Adarab Ofos Kadmi Shekein Kadshe Kadashim Afilo Hecha means Davachadef. As I mentioned back in the Mishnah, but here the Gemara articulates, I might have thought that the bird should come first because the bird is an ola. The bird's a chatas. Those are kachi kachim categories. And meanwhile, an animal which is a shlamim, but not even a shlamim, talking about low-level shlamim, you're talking about bechor and maisa behema, one application on the mizbeach, no tenufa, no nesachim, none of that, still, animal has more kedusha.
And a bird ola is considered kachi kachim?
Sure.
Sure.
Right, that's exactly chiddush. That's the chiddush for today. Okay, I'll stop over here. Learning we do this morning will be for Ilui Nishmas, Eshrat Bad Mashallah, Shama Shalab, continued Aliyah, Rabbi Hanan Ben Akash, Amar Tzakash Baruch, Lizakas, Zahal Fichachir, and Tar Mitzvah, Shanemar, Naichal Fitz, Matsiko, Yehud, Tar Mitzvah.